Welcome to the Williams Meekin. Why be heard in phone conference line?
Good morning, good morning. It's hot to be the morning. Good morning, good morning to you. Or maybe just me. Woohoo! What a day. This is Wednesday. 12-12-12. I mean, that's exciting. Imagine the 12th month, the 12th day, the 12th year. Woo! Think how long it's going to be before that happens again. It ain't going to happen again. There's no... I'll be.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Monty.
12-12-12. Ain't it great?
Yeah.
Woo! I'm excited.
Are ya?
Yeah.
How come you weren't this excited last year when it was 11-11-11?
Because that was no fun then.
Well, that was my birthday.
Oh, well, then I probably should have been more excited.
You probably should have been. You see me and Larry taking that drive through the winter, through the country side?
Yes. How often do you do that?
Whenever we get bored. I just love the look on that woman's face when she does that. It just tickles me.
Yep.
Well, who all is here?
I think it's just you and me. No, there's somebody.
Good morning. Nancy sent an email and said that they had, I think it was eye doctor appointment. But anyway, she may be on the call, but wouldn't be on the WebEx, so. Okay, who's joined us, please? Good morning,
good morning,
Margaret.
All. Oh, good.
Okay, Steve's there and Margaret's there. I hear y'all. Thank you. Anybody else?
Just the big bad wolf.
Monty is here, too. Okay. I got kind of nervous this morning. I went in there to do the slides and, well, not nervous. I got excited. I went in to do the slides and it didn't say start. It said join, and I thought, oh, boy, Ruth's back. I don't think so. Are you there, Ruth? Anyway, it says, Dennis, that's really me.
That's really me.
That's really me. Morning. Is that Nancy?
It is. And is there too much road noise?
Not right now.
Background noise? Okay. Because I'm not sure if I know how to mute this cell phone.
I think you can always star 6.
Yeah, that'll work.
Even on your cell phone.
For your call too. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Nancy. Okay, you guys, good morning, good morning. We've got to be on time today. I've got a busy day ahead, but anyway, welcome to the call. Was there anybody scheduled to do this call today other than maybe me? Did anybody else have any?
Chose Mary Lou.
Okay, Monty. It does show Mary Lou up there on Wednesdays, doesn't it? Well, okay. Anyway, welcome to the lifestyle call. This is our health style call. And our mission is to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices to become more mind and body fit. And I'll tell you, I have learned so much on this call from all of you guys. And, you know, now when you're looking at an article, you know, I didn't used to dig into them quite so deep. You know, I kind of look at them and think, now I know that this is really information of value that we need to be sharing with everybody, and it just I guess it changes the way I read things, kind of like humans being more. That changed the way I looked at pictures in magazines. So the same thing with this call is because there's so much information out there that we really want to share with each other. So this started out 11 months ago, about 11 and a half months ago, actually. And I see I've got Ruth's slides here. But anyway, this is our health style call where we're really paying attention to what it is that we're doing and trying to make ourselves as healthy as we possibly can be. And some of us, when we got on this call, we were not, maybe this 10-point chart, maybe we only got two or three off of on this chart a day, and we all are striving to get tens. And I know for myself, when I actually print this off and use it, that I have better results. And not only that, I feel better. So, okay, anybody have anything they want to share this morning? I'm going to dig right into an article that a friend sent me, and it has to do with, I thought this was a good time because we have the little Air Wellness Travelers on special at NECN, plus we have our ULPA filter there at incredible price, very, very competitive, and yet does more than any other air machine out on the market. And if I'd been clever, I could have put some pictures of them up here, but I didn't. But this article is about the flame-fighting chemicals abundant in house dust and sofas. And at first I thought, boy, this is going to be great information for my healthy home parties, but you know what? It's great information for all of us. Here on the on this call as well, because we all know people that need to know this information. So this article comes out and says that chemicals are commonly added to furniture, carpeting, and even electronic devices just to limit the risk of fire, but at what cost? There's two studies that are published by the Environmental Science and Technology. The Journal of Environmental Science and Technology, they highlight the potential dangers of flame retardants. And that's including chemicals linked to cancer and to hormone disruption that are probably present in nearly every American home. How about that? Nearly every American home has this stuff in it. And one of the two studies focused on sofa cushions. And it said that research from Duke University, Boston University, and University of California, Berkeley, took cushions from sofas across the United States and found that there were suspect flame retardant chemicals in 85% of them. And the second study shows how those chemicals then largely migrate out of the furniture and into the air that we breathe. So that's why I get my little commercial here about our air wellness and our Kenco Air. Scientists at this Silent Spring Institute in Massachusetts analyzed the household dust in California and found that in most of the 16 homes tested, there was at least one chemical present at potentially unsafe levels. And what's concerning about this is that so many of these chemicals they're finding are associated with hormone disruption or cancer, or they haven't been tested. And so some of the chemicals include this PBDE, which is a polybrominated diphenyl ethers, which the Environmental Protection Agency claims may cause liver toxicity, thyroid toxicity, and neurodevelopmental toxicity. That's a PBDE. They've been phased out of manufacturing since 2004 following increased regulation of potentially harmful chemicals. Now, a lot of people don't change out their furniture, that often. It was my thought. I was thinking, I've got a sofa that I bought in 2004. And they said these were phased out of manufacturing, so who knows how long you know, they still were in the furniture that we're buying. Also present in household dust were chemicals such as the insecticide DDT. Now, where on earth is that coming from? It says they've been banned for many years for their potential cause to cancer and the disruption of reproductive development. The researchers also found TRIS, an agent known to break up DNA in chromosomes that was banned from children's sleepwear because of its cancer-causing potential, as well as newer chemicals that are being used as a replacement for the PBDEs. The study authors complain that these newer chemicals have not yet been adequately tested for safety. And it really kind of irked me. It says that why do we have the prevalence of so many flame retardants? And the compounds are present in home furnishings, not so much to prevent fire deaths as to comply with a single, little-known California ruling about the combustibility of furniture. There was an article in the New York Times that explained it earlier this year that since 1975, an obscure California agency called the Bureau of Home Furnishings and Thermal Insulation has mandated that the foam inside upholstered furniture be able to withstand exposure to a small flame like a candle or a cigarette lighter for 12 seconds without igniting. Because foam is highly flammable, the Bureau's regulation can be met only by adding large quantities of chemical flame retardants, usually about 5 to 10% of the weight of the foam at the point of manufacture. So while that regulation applies only to California, the manufacturers decided to apply the regulation to all of their products rather than creating special runs for couches destined for the West Coast. The result is more furniture that now complies with the policy all across the United States. The irony, according to some researchers, may not make us any safer from fire. The chemicals do help to prevent things from lighting up, but they may simultaneously make a fire more dangerous once it starts. That's because the fire retardants themselves, once they start burning, produce more smoke, more soot, and more carbon monoxide than the foam itself. Jerry Brown, because of the mounting health and environmental evidence against this chemical flame retardant, Jerry Brown is called for revamping of the state's rules around furniture flammability, which may be a first step toward addressing the widespread presence of the chemicals in American homes. Environmentalists argue that it likely won't get dangerous toxins out of the living rooms anytime soon. You know how long that takes. Chemical regulations allow manufacturers to produce and sell new products with minimal safety testings, which is how the flame retardants were introduced into cushions in the first place. Brian Walsh from Time Magazine explained that in his 2010 analysis of the poorly understood toxins in plastics. So the burden of proving chemicals dangerous falls almost entirely on the government, while industry confidentiality privileges built into this Toxic Substance Control Act deny citizens and federal regulators critical information about how these substances are made and what their effects are. Oh my gosh, in the years since this became law, the Environmental Protection Agency has been able to issue restrictions on only a handful of chemicals and has lacked the power to ban even a dangerous carcinogen like asbestos. They said, we need to stop being so hindsighted in approach and start testing these chemicals before we use them. In the meantime, replace older couches with newer ones. They say those made after 2005 were less likely to contain the PBDTs, DEs. Vacuum with a HEPA filter and wet mopping to thoroughly remove dust can reduce exposure to stubborn particles that may have migrated from the treated furniture. So, how about that? The part I like the best about this, well, I didn't like the best, but is the fact that those chemicals to stop things from burning really needed to only be in California, but they ended up being in everybody's, the manufacturers didn't want to just separate out California furniture, so they got in everybody's houses across the country if you happen to buy from that manufacturer. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think it's very good information because, and I always go back to, you know, I think of air, I always go back to children. And I, you know, and every time I see a child laying on the floor of somebody's house on a blanket, on a carpet, and we walk by and we stir up the dust and we put them on the couch, we put them in, you know, different areas, just that's just normal things that people do. But I often think of that capacity of the lungs and everything else and how small the immune system is of our children. You know, and then the other thing I found out, too, is just because the government banned something, what they normally do is they only ban it for reproduction of that chemical, but there are store warehouses full of these chemicals that are still available to be utilized, and that was the purpose of how they ban it. If they ban the reproduction of it, of continually making it, then they haven't really wiped out that particular chemical in society and how it's being utilized, and whether it be as in, for instance, fertilizers or flame retardants or whatever it is, they can still continue to use it until the source itself has been depleted, and that could take years. So, you know, I think that's why this article is so important, is that it makes us better understand that it's hard to escape the things that we talk about, whether it be GMO or whatever, because the world, as marketers and people that make these type of things, have just put it all in everything. It just blows my mind.
I know. I thought that this was a very interesting article. I wonder. I suppose. You know, we went to leather finally, and I went to the leather because I thought that the leather probably, you know, didn't was easier to clean. Number one, I figured it would be easier to clean. It wouldn't trap so many particles. You know, it's really hard to vacuum an upholstered piece of furniture. You know, you vacuum. But I just never have felt like I got everything out. But you know, these cushions still have the foam and everything in them, probably the very same as upholstered furniture. So I'm still probably getting these chemicals in the air from the cushions, even with my leather sofa. So
probably that's one of the reasons I believe that because of this program, the knowledge that we all have been getting from this program, that we can, you know, in ways to build our immune systems, and I think the stronger our immune systems are by getting this information, this program, and eating the right foods and taking the right supplements, and even understanding here recently how to take those supplements, when's the best time to take it, you know, what, you know, the difference between fat and water soluble, that I just think has been so important. But
yeah.
I just think that it's amazing how all these flame retardant, you know, that used to be the big thing as far as children's clothing and everything. I think of all the mothers that bought flame retardant type of clothes. That was one of the things people started to look for when this whole thing started in California, was when they went out and bought things, they started to look for the tab on it that showed that it had flame retardant chemicals in the little outfits that we put on children and everything else. And like you said, the government just goes ahead and okays things, but they don't really test them and study them the way that they should. But yet that takes time and that takes money, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of them just try to avoid it for that particular reason.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's, you know, when it said in this article that you probably, if you have a sofa that's 2005 or older, you maybe want to replace it. Older couches, but it's like you said, I'm sure that it probably probably didn't get out. It probably wasn't out of the sofas even by 2005. I don't think, because they're gonna use up what they've got in the warehouses of those chemicals.
You know, that's one of the things I like about Neekin. Neekin comes out with a particular product. Yes, I know they change it because patents expire and all that sort of stuff. So you got to come out with something new and better. But you know, it's one of the things I'd even look at our Neekin air systems when it first came out, to where how much more they have been have become much better in regards to even the way that the Neekin even filters air. And that's why, you know, that to me, one of the most powerful units that a person can have in their home is, you know, at least one or two of those air treatment, you know, the Kinko air system, because of all the stuff that's out there in it. It's just like Donna said, I forget how many Donna has, but, you know, just the more we can keep our air clean inside of the house. And we've all heard that the air basically inside our house is sometimes is more contaminated and polluted than the air outside the house. So, you know, when Neekin comes out with these new filters and new ways of getting more out of the air and making our systems where they actually work better and whatever, it's just real valuable for us that really believe that air is one of the main causes of a lot of the contaminations and pollutants that we put into our lungs.
Absolutely. And I went in here to, you guys can probably, that are on the WebEx can probably see that I went in and grabbed some of the slides from our Thursday night call, Ruth's Thursday night WebEx. And, you know, not only does Neekin change things out sometimes, you know, because of the patents, but they're always, always wanting to improve on what we have, you know. More information gets out there and stuff. And just like this Kenko Air Purifier that we have now, the Alpha Filter, this filtration provides 99.999% removal of particles as small as 0.12 microns. So, and, you know, I've noticed that at my own home parties. I have, we have a big, great big, you know, like a big family area, you know, where our kitchen, our family room, and dining room kind of all, you know, run together. I guess you might call it a great room or something. And that's where we have our parties on Tuesday nights, our Make a Difference parties. And we always, I think I maybe mentioned this before, but we always fix the protein. We do a potluck dinner, but Larry and I always do the protein. And so he gets carried away with garlic. Well, people have come and said they can even smell it out on the street, and they know this is the house. You know, come on in. Well, we've got the former model of this, and I don't have this new one yet. I'm embarrassed to tell you, but I have 1, 2, 3, 4 in the house of Kenko Air machines. And so anyway, two of them happen to be in this great room part. Well, I turn them on to high because I know that it's going to get pretty garlicky here, and and they're going on high while Larry's cooking and everything, and then pretty soon up comes Ernst, who brings the new purifier. He takes it in, sets it in the dining room, turns it on, and that thing kicks on up to high. The red light comes on, and I swear it cleans this air in 10 minutes or less. It's just, and people comment on it. And I say, see, I mean, it just gets a little bit better and better. And the other thing I heard, Reed Nelson had the former model in his office, in his little Neekin office. And he got the new one, he plugged it in and turned it on, and that thing ran all day on high. And he called Dave Balzer the next day and said, I think I may have gotten a defective one, because that thing just kept going and going and going and going, and it, you know, would never come off of high. And Dave said, no, he said, it's that, it cleans that much, does a better job, that much better. 99.999% of those particles as small as 0.12 microns. So, anyway, so that was good information to know. This is my Christmas gift to us. I think it's our new Kenko air purifier. So, anyway. And I don't know if they still have any of the ones on special, the little air wellness travelers, but we talked about it the other day, too. If they're still there, that's just a great buy. I think every nursery, you know, nurseries are small rooms. And, you know, people, when they have the new baby coming, what do? They get all the brand new, you know, the furniture, the mattress, the paint the room, everything in there is brand new for a brand new little baby. And so they really need to have, I believe, an air machine. And Marty, when you talked about people coming into the house, putting a blanket on the floor and, you know, baby on it, you know, that's what we always did. And boy, I've learned so much about, you know, what we're tracking in. But I guess, you know, when our kids were little, we didn't have all that yuck out on the grass, and, you know, things have just changed so much, and we've just got to be, you know, more aware and get the message out. Anybody else have anything they want to add?
Yeah. Speaking of air, this reminds me of a situation that has bothered me for several months now, and as you know, Mary Lou, I do live in a condo, and we have an agreement with a pest control company that they spray the outside every so many months, but they come inside. The agreement says every month they come inside each condo and spray. It doesn't take about 10 minutes, but nevertheless they come in with that stuff and spray my condo once a month. I don't really know what they're putting in here, but it's supposed to kill the bugs and stuff, the insects. So I don't know what it's doing to me, but I don't know. It does concern me that what I'm having, that even though I do have 4 of those units, but they're not the later ones, but I don't know, you know, I don't know what you do about a situation like that. All I know is they're putting something that's poisonous, insecticides in the condos.
Yeah, the guy that sprays our house says that they've gone to natural. It's more natural, and it smells like eggs when, you know, for a while when he first leaves. And it is, you know, pretty buggy. It amazes me that, you know, we've got all this tile and we damp mop. Like they suggested here, you know, that we damp mop. Use wet mopping to remove the dust and reduced exposure to stubborn particulates that have migrated from our furniture. And I don't know how on earth it's not picking up that stuff. Whatever he sprays might be just a waste of money to have him inside. I think I might tell him to just spray outside for a while. See
yeah,
if it makes any
that
difference. I absolutely have to say we've been here almost 3 years, and I've never had a bug in here, other than earwigs. They managed to somehow come in, but he says that just happens because they come through the bathroom eventually. They do die, but and there's not very many of them at all, maybe 5 at the most in a season. But so it is keeping the bugs out of here, but I just wonder what it is doing to our health. And yeah, I've got 4 of those in here myself. I think 4 or 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think 4 here. So, and they're HEPA filters, and that, you know, they're great. But if somebody doesn't have anything, they definitely want to get one of the new, and no ozone. So there's my commercial for today.
Mary Lou.
Yes.
Dr. Blazar talks against pesticides inside the home. He says have them spray outdoors, but never in your home. So I don't know if anyone's seen any articles from his newsletters, but that's what he has always said when I hear.
Who was that, Nancy?
Dr. Blazar.
Okay, I'm going to go back and look that up. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he probably gave it a name as what's in those things, but he said it's better to just let them spray outdoors, never have them come in the home.
Okay.
And there is something that is very natural. The name is leaving me. It's made from the orange rind, the orange peel, TKO. It just goes by those initials. T as in Tom, K as in cat, as in Kate, and O. But that you can use diluted in water and spray that indoors, and that's completely safe. That's one I know about.
Okay, tell me, was that T as in Tom, K as in Karen, C as in cat?
No, the last one is O for oxide or
okay.
October, I guess.
Okay, but it was...
T-K-O. You can look it up online, and there's different people that sell it, but the main website, I'm sure you can pull up. So that is...
Okay. I still didn't get that, Nancy. I still didn't get it. I couldn't hear you very well. Tell me the numbers again, the letters again.
T-K-O, and that the O is like in October?
Yes, okay.
Okay. T-K-O. It smells very citrusy, and they say it will kill, I don't know if it kills the insects or it repels them, like they don't like the scent, but they highly... suggest that it be used as an insecticide inside the home. You can even put it outside, but I would think the rain or you know, the weather, the elements would dissipate it more quickly.
Yeah.
But
you know, all the years I lived in Washington, I never had to have my house sprayed or, you know, inside or out. This was all new to me when we moved here, and it's because those termites, I guess, are so, you know, are prevalent, and there's a lot more bugs here. And so everybody sprays, and I mean, everybody does. And so we have them come once, he comes once a month and does the outside, and then he, for $5 more, he comes in and does the inside. But I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to find out what it is that he's using in here. He says it's natural, but it does not smell like oranges. It smells like hard-boiled eggs, so until it dries. And so I'm going to talk to him about that, and I think I'll just let him only do around the around the outside. We don't walk on our rock or anything out there anyway, and nobody does. We stay on sidewalks. He doesn't spray sidewalks, so... Oh, boy. I'm glad you brought that up. Margaret, I'm glad you brought that up because I don't think we have to have stuff sprayed on the inside if we don't want it.
Well, whatever they're spraying here, it has no, it doesn't have an odor at all, but I do know some pest control folks, so I think I'll talk with them and find out what they're using in the industry
right.
In Tennessee.
Right. Right, good. Okay, well, that was the information that I wanted to share today.
Mary Lou, are you going to send the article out to us? Do you have an electronic form?
Yeah, I think I do. I've had this printed off for weeks because I was ready to, I was going to use this on a on Monday, but let me find it, and yeah, I'll send it out. Mm-hmm.
I do have another question. Is there anything that you ran into that applies to mattresses on the beds? Are they putting the flame retardant stuff in our mattress?
Oh, my gosh.
I know I would have to bring that up, wouldn't I?
Yeah, well, we've all got our Nikon mattress pads over it, and they
have... Yeah.
Yeah, that protects us, right?
Yeah, it should help, yes.
I'm sure there is stuff in our mattresses.
Yeah, well, we were talking about sofas and the studies on the sofas, but mattresses are, we keep them covered with blankets and things like that, so maybe it keeps the, anything that's a problem inside or something, I don't know, or maybe a plastic mattress cover would help. But it's pretty hard to make things airtight, no matter what you do.
That's why I think it's so important for us to be just our immune systems to be as strong as they can be so that we can fight all this crud and crap that they're feeding us or making us breathe or whatever.
It's unfortunate that we have to deal with all these things, but it's better to know about it, I guess.
Yeah, that's the way I feel, as long as we don't get so paranoid of everything that we do, you know. It's just, that's what I like about information, is that we can just become more aware. Just being aware of things can be of value to each and every one of us, particularly in regards to our health.
Yeah. Well, the whole time I read this, article, I kept thinking, oh my gosh, I have got to get the new Ulpa filter in this house because of the 99.9999% of the 0.12 microns. You know, that's pretty small, so. And it's like Doug was saying, I mean, we lay down on our bed, and if that's in there, that's emitting out into the air. Thank goodness we've got an air wellness in our bedroom as well. And, every time we sit on the cushion, and look at kids, how they like to bounce on cushions. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
I used to love to jump on couches. That was my thing, man.
Oh, I know. My mom and dad had a couple of them, and you could run from one to the other. You know, on top, you could jump over to the next one.
Yeah.
My gosh.
When I was a kid, they certainly didn't have all this flame retardant stuff. And
no.
Just amazing how some state comes out and says this isn't good for us. And like you say, when you stop and think of a manufacturer manufacturing furniture, you know, to have to manufacture one furniture one way and then manufacture another way, that's going to cost more money than just putting it into all of them and then just running the systems, you know, just mass produce it for everybody.
Yep. Okay. Well, there'll probably be more information on this. But anyway, I'll find the article and send it out to you guys. And thank you again for being on the call. I'm going to get going. We're past our time, and let me see. Tomorrow is Thursday. We've got Nancy tomorrow. Do you know what we're talking about tomorrow, Nancy? She might have got to the eye doctor. Okay. Yeah, okay. So anyway, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow, and have an awesome day today.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.